Luke, the 12th chapter, beginning in verse 22. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 22. Then he said, Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing." Verse 24. "Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in heavens that does not fall, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you for your precious word, the assurances, the security that we have in you, Lord Jesus. God, as your people, help us to seek you first and foremost. Help us, Lord, as your people, as those who have been born again, to have you as the number one priority in our lives. May we run to you, Lord, in time of need. May we seek you in all of our decisions, Lord. May we cling to your presence, Lord, daily in our lives. Lord, may you receive all glory and honor forever and ever. And again, we thank you that you're a God that loves us. You're a living Lord that loves us. And Lord, you never, ever will depart from us. You promise you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, loving Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. There was two men on a deserted island. They were marooned on a deserted island, and one of them was pacing back and forth and worrying about who was going to rescue them, and worrying, saying, "We're going to starve to death. There's nothing to eat on this island. What's going to happen to us when someone finally comes along? They're just going to find our dry bones on this deserted island." The other man was snoozing underneath a palm tree. And the other man, pacing back and forth, worrying about what's going to happen, he said, "I've had enough. How come you're not worried about what's going to happen to you and I? We're going to starve to death. We're not going to make it. We're all alone." The other man just kind of opens his eyes just a little bit and says, "You don't understand. I tithe to my church." The other man, pacing back and forth, says, "What does that have to do with you and I being on this deserted island?" The man, just kind of awakened from his snooze a little bit more, says, "You don't understand. I make $10,000 a week. My pastor will find me." He wasn't worried about anything. His pastor was going to find him, because he tithed off the $10,000 a week. Worrying. Who do we trust? Do we trust in the Lord? Who do we talk to in time of trouble and worrying and anxiety? Do we seek first the Lord Jesus and His kingdom, or do we seek help from other sources, not of God? Who do we trust in? Who do we rely on? You see, there is a great cause of worry. Jesus mentions that people who do not seek first the kingdom of God, the things that they worry about and are anxious over and have an anxious mind over, what happens is even you and I, God's people, those who've been born again, can fall into this trap of borrowing tomorrow's problems and troubles and bring them into today. Or we ponder on yesterday's mistakes and mishaps, and we sought forgiveness of God. We tried to do our best to set things right and whatever, but we borrow yesterday's problems and bring them back to today, and we become anxious and we worry and we worry and we worry. Some worry about things that we have no control over. You can't fix yesterday's. It's gone. Ask for forgiveness. Do what you can to set it right with God's help. And you certainly can't do anything about tomorrow's problems either. Live today. Jesus said, don't worry about things that you have no control over. God knows where we're at, and God cares about you and I. Sometimes we worry about things we shouldn't worry about. Preachers are the worst. We're the worst. So I'm preaching to myself along with you. But sometimes we worry about things that we have no control over. It's like that young lady that said, Pastor, I have a major problem. I have a besetting sin in my life. I want your help. When I come to church, all I can think about is that I'm the prettiest girl in the church, in the whole congregation, and I know that I ought not be thinking that. It's pride on my part, and this is a besetting sin, and I need your help. The pastor said, Ma'am, that's not a besetting sin. Don't worry about it. That's just a bad mistake. It's just a bad mistake. Don't worry about it. Sometimes we worry about things we have no control over. And yet we are anxious. We build it up and it feels like a big pressure right here, doesn't it? I know none of y'all know what I'm talking about. That's what it feels like, a big, heavy load upon us. Sometimes we start worrying about things that we should have prepared for, though. Okay? But borrowing, we're talking about worrying and being anxious over things we have no control over. And borrowing tomorrow's problems or yesterday's troubles and bringing them into the very moment that we are living in. And it stresses us out. Can you make wise choices and decisions when you're stressed out? Are you living the abundant life that Jesus has for you and I when we're stressed out? No, we're not. When we allow anxiety to build upon us. See, that's the cost of worry. It's the stress. It wears you and I out when we allow it to build upon and build upon, and it builds stress on our lives. And many studies have showed that stress in our lives causes many of the diseases and sicknesses that we have. It can increase cancer. It can increase so much of the sickness that we experience in life, and stress is a cause of such things. Or if you have something, it'll make it worse. Stress affects our body, our soul, our emotions, our mind, and our spirit, our spiritual person. Stress affects all three. Our whole person, the holistic person, is not healthy when we are stressed out. When we allow that anxiety to build and build and build, it's a major factor of many health issues. There's a professor who studied about what anxiety and worrying and stress does, Dr. Walter Cannon, a pioneer researcher in psychosomatic medicine at Harvard University, describes what happens to the human body when it becomes angry or fearful. Respiration deepens, the heart beats more rapidly, the arterial pressure rises, the blood is shifted from the stomach and intestines to the heart, central nervous system, and the muscles, and it processes off the eliminatory canal seas. And those of you who know medicine are laughing at me right now. The sugar is freed from the reserves in the liver. The spleen contracts and discharges its contents of the concentrated corpuscles. And adrenaline is secreted. All this happens when we become fearful or we become angry. And you see, we hold that in when we become stressed. You hold it in. That anxiety holds it in, and we need to let it out. We need to let it go. And that's what the message is about today, letting it go, going to the one who can help us, doing what we can do to not be stressed out. Do you want to hear the message this morning? Any of you stressed out? Any of you have anxiety in your life? You're going through stressors in life? Moves, major moves, deaths in families, tragedies, world affairs, all of these are stressors on one's life. Some are heavier than others, some are smaller. A sickness in your life, major stressor. But Jesus said, don't borrow tomorrow's problems. And don't take yesterday's troubles and bring them in to today. Just last night, I was talking with a pastor who needed to talk. And he had to resign out of the ministry because his doctor told him, his cardiac doctor told him. He said, either die or resign. You have a choice. You have a choice because of the stress that is involved in being around people all the time. Stressors in life. Stressors in life. So what can we do? Well, we need to stop and smell the roses, right? Ecclesiastes, which we're studying on Wednesday nights, even a natural man will tell you to enjoy life because tomorrow you die. There's more than that, though. Because we're born again. We know Jesus. There's a lot more to life than a person who does not know God and a natural man's view of life. There is so much more. And Jesus tells us in our passage of Scripture to seek Him first and foremost. Seek Him first. Put Jesus first in your life. And when Jesus is first in your life, when those stressors comes and anxiety comes, things happen in our lives, it is an automatic thing to a person who has Jesus first to go to Him in prayer. To ask help of Him first. It's an automatic. But those who do not know Jesus, eat, drink, and be merry because tomorrow you die. Better enjoy it now. Get what you can get now. And if that's your life, you're full of anxiety. Or you're a fool. The Bible will call you a fool. So what can we do? What, with God's help, can we do to overcome worry and anxiety? Now, let me say this. Some things we need to be concerned about. If you have a child dying and going to hell, that's something to worry about. If you have a husband dying and going to hell, wake up, lady! He's dying and going to hell! That's something to worry about. If your wife is dying and going to hell, you better worry about it, husband. Friend, if you're a friend indeed and you have a friend without Jesus and you hadn't witnessed and begged God to woo His heart and you're not witnessing to that friend, you're not a friend. What kind of friend are you? There's some things we better worry about and be concerned about. The lost without Christ need to be concerned. Better be concerned. Lord, if you have a child without Christ, that's something to seek God for. So, but what can we do about this worry and anxiety, the pressure points in life that pressures us from all sides? What can we do? Number one, in our passage of Scripture, Jesus tells us to trust in Him. Trust in the Lord, verses 33 and 34. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's trusting in the Lord. That's giving your life to the Lord. That's entering into covenant, to God's covenant that He made on the cross with His precious blood. You're in covenant. You're trusting God. Seeking Him first. Your life is given to Him. You can rest that night. Lord, if you're trusting something else or what you can do or what someone else has done or what our Sunday school lesson was about, some ritual or something that man can do, religionism or humanism, apart from a gracious God, then you have something to worry about because you're going to hell. I hope to God that if you're lost, that you won't be able to sleep tonight, that you will be miserable until you come to Christ. Trust in the Lord. Give your life to Jesus. Enter into His covenant. Folks, that'll cure a lot of anxiety. And if your families all fall apart and going to hell, sir, ma'am, trust in Jesus first. Trust in Him. Trust in the Lord. Believe the Lord Jesus. Believe the Word of God. Let your faith affect your relationship with Jesus. Let that relationship affect and permeate your life. Because no longer do you belong to yourself if you belong to Jesus. Let that permeate your life and all your decisions in life. Psalm 23, verse 1. A great psalm that has the covenant name of God, Lord, is capitalized in our English translations. It's the covenant name of Yahweh. The Lord is my shepherd. It translates over into the New Testament. Christ is Lord. He's the covenant now with God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Trusting in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. What we can do to overcome worry and anxiety, trust in the Lord. Give your life to the Lord. Believe Him and His Word. Secondly, focus on the Lord. Verse 31 says, "But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you." All the things that the world is concerned about and worried about and anxiety is built upon them. When we seek the Lord first, He's going to take care of you and I. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? I don't have nothing. I have this wrong with me and that wrong with me. He's with you. And what I mean is, heads we win, tails I win. We can't lose with Jesus. Because this life, the sufferings of this life, is not worthy to be compared to what lies in store for the child of God. Trust in Him. Focus on the Lord. One of my favorite stories in Scripture is when the disciples are in the boat and they're in a major storm and Jesus comes walking out on the water to them and Peter says, "Lord, let me come out there to you." And Peter steps out of the boat and is walking to Jesus. He's focused on Jesus. And when he took his eyes, the Scripture says, off Jesus, he began to sink. What does that tell you and I? Focus on the Lord. I love the movie, The Patriot. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you not. But it's a movie that'll help you love America all over again. The Patriot. And this the hero or Mel Gibson in the movie tells two of his sons when they're fixing to shoot some British, aim small, miss small. Okay? Aim small, miss small. It kind of reminds me of, even if your eyes are blurry sometimes and you can't see something that well, if you put your fingers together like this and look through that small opening of your fingers, you know what you can do? You'll be able to see twice as better. You can focus. Even if your eyes are blurry, you can do that. What am I doing? I'm looking small to bring up something close to me. So when the point what I'm trying to make is aim small, miss small, or focusing on something, when we focus on the Lord Jesus, I mean when we're so in tune with Him and we're seeking Him first and foremost in our choices and our decisions, and we're saying, "Lord, I know You're leading me this way. Lord, I know I've sought You in prayer. Lord, I know I'm going through this, but my eyes is on You. I know You've led me this way, or I know You're with me." Folks, when you're that focused on Him, all this other stuff that we can't do nothing about anyway, guess what? We don't go through life ignorant about things, but you don't see them as often. And what I'm talking about, they don't go across your mind that much. See what I'm saying? Focus on Jesus. Focus on Him. Trust in Him. Thirdly, cast your burden upon the Lord. Verse 25 says this: "And which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?" None of us can. We can't do it. So cast your burden upon the Lord. Trust in Him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 says this. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." God cares for you. Cast your burden upon Him. Galatians chapter 6, when you're talking about the burdens of the Lord and studying about the burdens of the Lord, Galatians chapter 6 mentions burdens twice. Let me read that to you. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 5 says this: "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." This burden that we need help with. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. "For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, when then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load," or his own burden. Some burdens we need help with. We need brothers and sisters in Christ to come alongside like a Barnabas and help. We certainly need the friend that sticks closer than a brother, the Lord Jesus. But we need help with some burdens. And we need brothers and sisters in Christ and loving spouses and loving children and parents to help each other with those heavy burdens. Then it tells us that each one should carry his own load or his own burden. Have you ever met anyone who couldn't do nothing for themselves? Somewhere or another they missed it. Their parents didn't set the right boundaries in their lives, or they just, "Woe is me all the time. I can't do nothing. Look at me. Everyone cry for me. Everyone let me be the priority in your life. Me, me, me." You ever met anyone like that? They just can't do nothing. Carry your own load. Come on. Carry your own burden. This, the two words in the Greek mean a heavy load. We need help. The smaller loads, do it. You do it. It's for our own good. It strengthens us and increases our faith. It's like muscle builder lifting weights. You lift them weights over and over and you build them muscles and it makes you strong. Carry them loads. In other words, we're going to do all we can do. If you're sick, go see a doctor. If you have financial difficulty, go see a financial counselor. Take the right Dave Ramsey class. Do all that you can do. And trust God to do the things that we can't do. Trust in the Lord. Get help. Some of the things, just do it. You do it. Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2. That was one of our main passages last Sunday. Says this, Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2. "I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon Him as long as I live. Cast your burden upon the Lord. He hears you. On those little backpack burdens, go to Him in prayer. You and Jesus. You get along with Jesus and His Word. Those heavy, heavy burdens, get some brothers and sisters to help and you cast it upon the Lord. Some burdens we just can't carry. Can't do it. But I know a God who can. Amen? He can do it. And He will give you the grace to live. Tomorrow, yeah, plan. Do all that you can. But don't worry. You can't do nothing about it. Yesterday's mistakes, ask for forgiveness, get right with whoever. But it's gone. Trust in the Lord today. Trust Him today. Live for Him today. Seek Him first today. Let's pray. Lord, we do again thank You for Your precious Word. We love You, Lord. We thank You that You do hear us. Lord, I pray for those who do not know You. May Your Holy Spirit, Lord, touch the heart. Lord, this may sound harsh. May they be miserable till they come to You. That's a whole lot better than living for eternity in a devil's hell. Only You can do that, Lord. Please do it. Lord, help us to seek You first in all that we do. May You be the number one priority, not hobbies, not pleasures, not to do all, not to live and eat, drink, and be merry today because tomorrow we die, but may we look for that treasure in heaven that no thief can break in and steal and it will never fail. And that's our relationship with You, Jesus. May that be priority in all that we do. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.